Now Solomon, he built his own house over the course of 13 years. And he finished all of his house. He built the house of the timber from Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. And it was paneled with cedar above the side chambers, which were on the 45 pillars, 15 in each row. There were artistic window frames in 3 rows, and windows opposite window at 3 intervals. And all the doorways and doorposts had squared artistic frames, and windows opposite window at 3 intervals. Then he made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits. And its width 30 cubits, and a porch was in front of them, and pillars, and a threshold in front of them. And he made the hall of the throne where he was to judge, the hall of judgment. And it was paneled with cedar from floor to floor. And his house where he was to live, the other courtyard inward from the hall, was of this same workmanship. He also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had married. All of these were made of valuable stones, a stone cut according to measure, sawed with saw. Inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and from the outside to the large courtyard, and the foundation was a valuable stone, large stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits, and above were valuable. So the large courtyard all around had 3 rows of cut stone and a row of cedar beams, as well as the inner courtyard of the house of the Lord and the porch of the house.
Sent word and had Hiram brought from Tyre. He was a widow's son from the tribe of Naphtali. And his father was a man of Tyre, an artisan in bronze. And he was filled with wisdom, skill, and knowledge for doing any work in bronze. So he came to King Solomon and performed all his work. He fashioned the 2 pillars of bronze, 18 cubits was the height of each pillar, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of both. He also made 2 capitals of cast bronze to put on the tops of the pillars.
The height of the one capital was 5 cubits. And the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were lattices of lattice work and wreaths of chain work for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for the one capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars and 2 rows around on the one lattice to cover the capitals which were on the top of the pomegranates. And so he did for the other capital. The capitals which were on the tops of the pillars in the porch were of lily design, 4 cubits.
So there were capitals on the 2 pillars, also above and close to the rounded projection, which was beside the lattice and the pomegranates, total 200 in rows around both capitals. Then he set up the pillars at the porch of the main room. He set up the right pillar and named it Yakin. And he set up the left pillar and named it Boaz. On the top of the pillars was the lily design. So the work of the pillars was finished. He also made the sea of cast metal 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in shape. And its height was 5 cubits, and it was 30 cubits in circumference. Under its brim gourds went around encircling it, 10 to a cubit, completely surrounding the sea. The gourds were in 2 rows, cast with the rest. It was standing on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. And the sea was set on top of them, and all their rear parts turned.
Of bronze. The length of each stand was 4 cubits, its width 4 cubits, and its height was 3 cubits. This was the design of the stands. They had borders, that is, borders between the crossbars. And on the borders which were between the crossbars were lions, oxen, and cherubim. There was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Now each stand had 4 bronze wheels with bronze axles, and its 4 feet had supports. Beneath the basin were cast supports with wreaths at each side, and its opening inside the crown. At the top was a cubit, and its opening was round.
like the design of a pedestal, a cubit and a heart. And on its opening also, there were engravings, and their borders were square, not round. The four wheels were underneath the borders, and the axles of the wheels were on the stem. And the height of a wheel was a cubit and a heart. Like the workmanship of a chariot wheel. Their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. Now there were four supports at the four corners of each stand. Its supports were part of the stand itself. And on the top of the stand there was a circular form, half a cubit high, and on the top of the stand it stays, and its borders were part of it. And he engraved on the plates of its stays, and on its borders cherubim, lions, and palm trees, as there was clear space on each with wreaths all around. He made the 10 stands like this. All of them had the same casting, same measure, and same form. And he made 10 basins of bronze, each holding 40 baths. Each basin was 4 cubits. And on each of the 10 stands was 1 basin. Then he placed the stands, 5 on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea of cast metal on the right side of the house, eastward toward the south.
Now Hiram made the basins and the shovels and the bowls. So Hiram finished doing all the work which he performed for King Solomon in the house of the Lord. The two pillars and the two bowls of the capitals, which were on the top of the two pillars, and the two lattices to cover the two bowls of the capitals, which were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the two lattices, two rows of pomegranates for each lattice to cover the two bowls of the capitals, which were on the tops of the pillars. And the 10 stands with the 10 basins on the stands, and the 1 sea and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the buckets, the shovels, and the bowls. Indeed, all these utensils which Hiram made for King Solomon in the house of the Lord were a polished bronze. Had them cast in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. However, Solomon left all the utensils unweighed, because they were too many. The weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon also made all the furniture that was in the house of the Lord, the golden altar and the golden table on which was set the bread of the presence, and the lampstands of pure gold,
all the work that King Solomon performed in the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the offerings vowed by his father David, the silver and the